Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning, Houston. It's another weekend after a flood event. So we got that going for us. But, you know, I guess it means that the Astros are going to win it all. So last time we had a flood event, right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. It would be great, but a lot of people are in stress, a lot of people worried out there in the flooding, but we've learned a lot from flood events, kind of what they lead to, what they point to. A lot's going on in the garden world also right now, not just flood-related stuff, but also just seasonal stuff. Kind of we have some things that return every year. We have the wonderful Sherry Hara here with us.
Good morning.
From Plants for All Seasons. Good morning, Sherry. And, you know, this is Home Show Garden Pros. What we do is we talk about gardening. Our whole goal is to kind of help you build the skills to be a better gardener. So we do that by gathering, you know, people like Sherry. Sherry today, she's just with us for the whole 2 hours. High five.
Yay.
And, you know, we really dive deep and we try to help you out, not just give you the what to do or the product to buy, but also, you know, try to help you build some skills up, maybe tell you the why to buy that product. And the way we can kind of say that we know we can help you, we assembled this awesome team of knowledge specialists from all over the city. And we found them at all these really cool garden shops.
Sure. Yeah.
Because those are sources of knowledge. So, like, if you live near one of these things and you're a gardener, you know what I'm talking about. Because you go in and you ask questions. So our list of co-op members is here right in front of me. And it's Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Got the Arborgate up in Tomball. Buchanan's Native Plants there in the Heights. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And I think Enchanted Gardens got a little flooding over the week. So he also got Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, who also got a little bit more water than most of us. And last but not least, of course, Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Yeah, so right there on 249, just past the Weta.
And why would a co-op member maybe be the place to go to for information?
That's a great. There's actually that's a big question.
Yeah, but I mean, just like for the listeners to understand, you know, this is what we do every single day.
Well, to me, it's like you know, pure capitalism, right? Is a person honing their craft and being able to be a specialist and make as good a craft as they can make.
Yes.
And, you know, when you get into huge companies, you kind of lose that craft because you want the same product that moves over and over. A place like Plants for All Seasons or any of our co-op members are that kind of old school capitalism where it's like this person has honed their craft.
Mm-hmm.
They not only want to ensure that you buy from them, they want to make sure you come back.
Right.
And, you know, like y'all, for example, people have mentioned to me, and part of my job at the park is compost tea brewing, right? A whole compost tea program. And, you know, like Plants for All Seasons has been mentioned as regional specialists in compost tea brewing.
Yeah.
And,
now,
you know,
people call from all over the region to ask us about our compost.
Absolutely. Well, you think about it, and it's really not a very accessible industry, but it gets a lot of talk.
Right.
And so most of the people that are kind of doing it are a little bit hands off. They provide the service of spraying it, so they don't really want you invading their knowledge space.
Right.
But that's the cool thing about the co-op members, about all these not only beautiful but impressive kind of mom-and-pop shops, because they have – it's not like medium-level knowledge specialists. It's like high-level knowledge specialists. So anyway, I'm just, you know, lumping praise on you and your people. But I think it's great. I think one reason, too, I think it's really cool – the people will turn to y'all for knowledge is because you are accessible, not just here for a call-in show, which that's what we are, 713-572-4610. But like any day of the week, I'm struggling with a tree. I can take a branch off and walk into a garden shop.
And get an answer.
Yeah, and get an answer.
From a live person. Yep.
From a live person who knows.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not possible at pretty much anywhere where there's, you know, four or five or more of the name, it's like, okay, maybe you can't get an answer from them.
Right.
Because they don't have the knowledge specialists on staff.
Yes.
So, ringing review there of why to shop locally. Anyway, I mean, I think of like a saw company, a saw store, right, that does – all they do is do saws, mm-hmm. how good the knowledge is going to be at a place like that.
Oh, they're
going to
know everything about the saw,
right? Right, exactly. So, you know, it's just, you know, just the way that the way this whole system was supposed to work, capitalism, mm-hmm. is people-to-people interaction.
Right.
And we see it in real successful way when we talk about places like Plants for All Seasons. So, yeah, great segue here on,
I know,
on
right?
Home Show Capitalism Pros. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I do love capitalism.
Do you?
That's well, great. Yeah, I mean, in this old model, you know, in this old model. But it's not a political show. It's not a financial show. It's a gardening show.
Yes.
And so we got a lot to talk about.
We do. There's a lot happening right now.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's a lot happening right now that happens every year this time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot happening right now that's kind of special to right now.
Yes. You know, yes.
Actually out there in the world. So we're going to start really after we take this quick break talking about kind of a scourge that's happening, sod webworm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like flooding for us a little bit. This is something we've dealt with. We've seen it at what we hope is its worst. But hopefully we can kind of, at least for our listeners, stop it in the tracks. So, Sherry Hara here with me, Danny. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Hi, everybody. Fall's here. This is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy. And with the coming of fall, we've got all the fun fall plants for you. Snapdragons, lobelias, dianthus, you name it. We've got those wonderful fall flowers that'll bring some color into your garden and brighten things up after this hot summer heat. And speaking of heat, now that it's on its way out, it's the perfect time to get out in your yard and install a fountain. Digging a hole in the middle of the summer is a lot of work, but guess what? These temperatures are going down. Get out there, dig the hole, put in that nice new fountain so next summer you're enjoying the wonderful sounds of water out in your yard and not thinking about this Houston heat. Make sure to mark your calendars for our annual Friends and Family Night, October 26th. Starting at 5:30, make sure to wear your Halloween costumes and come out for a wonderful time out in the gardens in the evening. For updates on everything we have going on here at Nelson's, visit our website, nelsonwatergardens.com, and our Facebook page. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is open from 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and closed on Sundays. We're at 1502 Katy Fort Bend Road, Katy, Texas, 77493. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Danny.
Home Show Garden Pros.
Ready to help you get your green on. That's what we say at Plants for All
Seasons. No, I know. I love that. That's great. Yeah. Well, there's a little read or a, you know, recorded ad right before the show that had to help you get your green on. And you were sitting here and I was like, oh, nice. You get your green on. Help you get your green on right now.
Right now.
Even before the shop opens.
Let's do it.
I was there one time at Plants for All Seasons. We're definitely going to do it.
Okay.
And it was really interesting because we're, you know, we're recording the show there. Show starts at 7. You guys don't open until 9.
8:30,
8:30,
yeah.
But yeah. People were like walking up at 7:30. Like,
yes.
It was
if
really,
we open that gate, they're coming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of coming in, 713-572-4610. Jess, you can come right in on the show. You got a question for Sherry?
Yes, I do. First of all, thank you for all the advice, both of you.
Absolutely.
I have a bed that is full of agapanthus, and when it blooms, it's beautiful, but they multiply like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to separate them and move them into some other beds. There's a lot of weed seeds and weeds growing in them, so when I take it out, I'd like to clean those tubers off and get as much of that weed material off as possible.
Okay.
Unfortunately, probably my timing was really bad. I've already done that. I've dug the tubers up. The green leaves are still attached to them.
Uh-huh.
What do I need to do right now before I put them back in the ground? And it may be a week or so before I get them back in the ground.
Well, you need to keep the roots moist. Don't let them dry out. And then get your bed ready and get them planted. I think I always do my separating in the fall. So I think you're right on time.
Okay, perfect. And when I separate those, and can I just cut those tubers just, not willy-nilly, but pretty much just anywhere?
Yeah, just separate them, like pull them apart a little bit, and then you can cut right through the roots.
Perfect.
And use a really good compost, like a leaf-based compost when you go to replant.
Yes.
And a nice little layer of mulch to insulate that root system.
Okay, perfect. While I'm keeping them moist, can they be literally in a bucket with water, or is that too moist? They need to be in a pile in the shade and keep
I would do a pile in the shade. I wouldn't do a bucket of water.
Okay. Well, I have them in a pile in the shade, and
perfect.
Mother Nature's helping me keep them wet. All right,
absolutely.
Perfect. Awesome.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess, for the call. 713-572-4610. Describe a little bit the difference between wet and moist, right? Like, it's a categorical difference.
Yeah, you just want it moist to the touch, like like a wrung out sponge, right? It's
gotcha.
Not, it's not going to get you super wet, but you can feel the moisture.
Yeah, it has water in it, leaves some moisture in
your
hand.
Yeah, wet would be like when you squeeze the sponge and water runs out. Yes.
So when it's like things like that, that you're trying to just extend their planting window.
Uh huh.
Moist is not very much water.
Not very much water. A cool, dry spot, but shady spot, like he said, would be good. If it's going to be extended amount of time, I'd say go ahead and plant them up in the buckets.
Sure, right.
Right, and then put them, in a place out of direct sun.
Yeah, but you definitely don't want them sitting in a puddle.
No.
Doing on there. And I really appreciate what you said about agapanthus are really very beautiful, strappy plants. Their leaves are just coming out on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting, kind of irisy, tropical, really interesting plant. But then they have that explosion of blue flowers. Gorgeous.
Yes.
But I really appreciate what you said about when you're dividing them. It sounded like you were kind of describing, kind of be natural about dividing them.
Yeah, you kind of wiggle them apart.
Right.
And then you can cut through some roots.
So yeah, yeah.
You just don't want to just take a
you don't slice them like
just,
a carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You don't want to hurt the stems.
Gotcha. Yep. So, yeah, you gently pull them apart, and then where to cut them will become evident.
Absolutely.
As you kind of make gaps in them. Yeah, that's awesome. Not many people think about, dealing with the rhizomes of agapanthus very often. So that's a great thing to do, but they do spread. And a lot of people will let them spread too much, and then they'll get a bit of a failure.
And then they don't bloom as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's good to separate every few years.
Well, that is awesome. Thanks, Jess. So that had us push back our time for our weekly tradition. So there's lots of ways to connect with Home Show Garden Pros. One is, obviously, we're a live radio show, as you guys all know. And so 713-572-4610. The other way is we have our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a button there called Ask a Pro. So hit that button. You send us an email. I'll get you an answer during the week. Sometimes we use them to make video content, so you might get a great answer that way. And we read one on the show. So I just showed Sherry a picture of some Podocarpus.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going to read you the question. You
okay.
Ready?
Got it.
Okay. So this is an email question from the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. So Nay asks, my Podocarpus is turning brown. Out of 16 plants, 3 of them are starting to turn. The interior leaves are turning brown. What's happening?
So I just happen to have Podocarpus that I planted behind my pool.
Okay.
Because kind of same situation here. The first few years until they were really getting established, I would get a ton of that browning.
Mm.
Then I have one on the end that gets that browning throughout the year sometimes. And what it is there's pathogens in the soil, right?
Okay.
And they can, like the Phytophthora, for example, can accumulate around a root system and eat a little bit of that root system. And then what's up above the plant, little sections are affected. So what I do in that situation, I don't panic. A lot of people think, oh, my plant's dying, and they go get the water hose and they start putting extra water to it.
Such a huge...
And that actually exacerbates the problem.
Right, especially in this case.
You know, we were very wet early in the year. Then we got very hot and dry. And that actually spurs on the growth of these funguses.
Yeah.
And then we got all this rain just now. So she might see a little bit of an explosion of it. But what I do is put a good composted mulch. Like Nature's Way has the native coarse mulch.
Gotcha.
I love that one. You put it around there with some Humates Plus.
Okay.
The problem kind of goes back and forth throughout the year.
Sure.
But I see less and less the more mature they get.
It's interesting because it sounds like that you're giving a cure that's kind of like what we would do if we have an upset tummy,
like
right?
Like a probiotic.
A probiotic, yeah.
That's like exactly what you're doing.
You just gave advice to actually increase a fungal population to deal with a fungal problem.
Yes.
Because competition is the key, especially with Phytophthora is such a like a wimpy fungi when it comes to the other fungi.
Yes, it's like at the bottom of the food chain.
Yeah.
So when you're having a Phytophthora in infestation, you know, a lot of people just run and they go get a fungicide.
Sure.
If you could just top dress with compost, right?
That's awesome.
Build the plant's ability to fight it off by colonizing the root system with the beneficial stuff.
Yeah, and that's just where food and good mulch come in.
Yeah,
because they can do that. They can do that trick.
Yep, and mine flush right out from it. I haven't seen it this year actually, so I think we're ahead of it.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, a great word there. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Got Sherry Hara right here. 713-572-4610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at Arborgate.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are back. We're talking about gardening, which is, of course, what the show is about. Home Show Garden Pros. You know, it's in the name. but really, every time we talk about plants, just want to remind everybody that when it comes down to it, the roots are so important, and they're often neglected, especially by kind of mass sellers of products. They're neglected, but we don't have to neglect them. We try to pay close attention to them. By doing that, you increase plant resiliency, you reduce disease, you improve yields, and there is a wonderful fertilizer out there called MicroLife that actually does this kind of building and paying attention to roots. And it's pretty incredible because it's made locally. It's really safe for kids, pets, you know, all of that stuff. And it can do a great job of really improving the visual impact of your plants. One of their products, Super Seaweed, I know landscapers that at the end of every job, they just spray down the whole new landscape with Super Seaweed, and it really gives us kind of a fresh growth pop and a green up. And that can happen in your lawn. That can happen in your garden. That can happen anywhere. They also have some other cool products. One of them can really fortify your soil, add energy to your soil, speed up those natural processes that the roots thrive in, and it's called Humates. So MicroLife Humates Plus. Basically, it's carbon-rich, but it has a ton of other minerals. So it's food. Literally food for the soil. One thing I use a ton is just their multi-purpose, their green bag, the 624. And it, the kind of thing that you can use pretty often, get exceptional results all summer long, all fall long. Really wonderful product. And again, roots don't go dormant. So the plant may look dormant in wintertime, but it's not. If you want to extend your grasses season, well, you improve your roots. That's how you do that. And so just look, you know, look for MicroLife kind of at almost all of our co-op locations. They do a great job making these products. They only source the best ingredients for the fertilizer mixes they're selling, and they work really well. So they're super proud because they've been making yards kid-friendly since 1988, and they work. So check them out. They have a great website too, microlifefertilizer.com.
And welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sports Talk, 610 Sports Radio. Sorry. My name is Sherry Hero with Danny Milliken, and we're ready to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
And Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I'm wanting to plant me some more garden vegetables. I got lettuce and all that kind of stuff I want to plant. What if, give me ideal of, I got turnips, spinach and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's so much you can do right now. So this is my favorite time to garden. So we can do beets, carrots, cabbage, kale, all your lettuces, broccoli, cauliflower, turnips, radishes. What else? We're coming up on onions soon. Not quite yet there. You could still get away with some peppers. We're on that border of it's starting to get too late for tomatoes.
But if you can find mature peppers.
Mature peppers, mature tomatoes, you could do those.
Sherry just gave a really long list, and there's written lists all over the place. You guys maybe have one posted on your website.
Absolutely, we do.
But one thing, so I mean, checking that list, you know, it kind of jogging our memory, but checking a list, finding something you like. I mean, I know that Bob Randall's got an awesome book. It's a really long book, but it's basically Year-Round Gardening for Metro Houston is the title. Texas AgriLife puts a calendar out there. And, you know, be bold, right? Experiment. One thing I feel like is very underrated as a vegetable are bush beans. So they're short season. They're simple. They really crank everything out.
You can do multiple
crops
of them.
They're really great in the transitional time between the hot and the cool, where everything else is kind of like, we're not sure yet. They're like, we'll do it. So bush beans are kind of my only addition to that wonderful list. But find yourself an exhaustive list. Again, that Bob Randall book is a phenomenal book for this exact question.
Yeah, the list that we have on our website, I actually made from my knowledge and Bob's. Kind
yeah,
of put it
awesome.
Together in a really user-friendly, easy list to read.
And that is one thing about his manual is it's, you know, it's for people that have really
If you really want to, dig in.
Well, awesome. So check out their website. It sounds like Plants for All Seasons has a great list already set up there, Ralph.
Yes. I like my rattlesnake beans on my fence. What about that?
I think that's kind of a really great summer residual. You know, like I know you love your butter beans too. But it's kind of like the thing where that may not be the thing to plant now. That's kind of a
going into the short day and the cooler temps, yeah. But hey, okay. You know what? Crazier things have happened. Have great success.
Absolutely. As Sherry often encourages us, push the envelope, try new things. When you're doing with good soil, a lot of cool stuff can happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Finally got out of the rain, so that's nice. But all at once, you know.
Right. Feast or famine around here.
I want to throw me out a number from my tree of pecan tree. I want to trim it up just coming later on. Y'all got somebody?
There's so many people that do it, and there's like bigger companies.
Mm-hmm. And so, I always send people to ArborTrue, but that's just
if you want to prune up one tree, you know, it's good to get somebody good doing it. Pecans are pretty finicky. So, check them out, ArborTrue. We don't have their number here with us because they're not officially a sponsor.
You can contact the nursery.
Yeah, you can contact. Just, you know, look them up online, ArborTrue.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah, he's just a great guy.
Mm-hmm. I know. He likes his veggies.
He does. 713-572-4610, answering your gardening questions. We're going to keep the ball rolling here after a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall gardening can be simple and rewarding if you start with the right stuff. Pre-treat your garden beds with quality organic fertilizers and plant foods. Add healthy plants. Then water is needed. The trick is to keep a sharp eye out for pests and weeds. We love fall gardeners at Wabash Feed and Garden. We provided supplies, plants, and advice to help them find success for over a century. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to come visit. We have everything you need and a few surprises. You'll find fresh herbs, vegetables, fruit trees, and healthy pet foods, too, for rabbits, chickens, cats, dogs, on up to horses. And don't forget to bring the kids. They'll love our store and barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden is easy to find on Shepherd, just north of 610. Come on by and find a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry Hara and Danny Milliken.
Hey.
We're here to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. And we have Chuck on the phone now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Hey, it's kind of a follow-up to the last question about the vegetable gardening. You know, uh-huh. I'm down in the Pearland area, and through the years, you know, I've basically had success with pretty much all those vegetables you've named, and kind of gardening and raised beds. But the one thing that I've never, I don't know that I've ever harvested a single squash, be it a yellow squash, a zucchini squash, never had any luck. And I recently had some plants, now they're 2 to 3 weeks old. They look great. And then 24, you know, I water them one morning, go out there the next day, and all the leaves are gone, and I'm left with just stems. I can't see evidence of what type of insect it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, you know, there's tomatoes out there. There's cucumbers. There's pole beans. There's, you know, other things that are untouched. And then the only other thing that I had, I planted a row of, your big, tall sunflowers.
Uh-huh.
Just as a backdrop, and those were all eaten up too.
So my.
I wonder what's the culprit there, or do you have a clue as to what it might be?
Well, without seeing what's happening, I don't know. But on squash, I can tell you over the past few years, I have been having a hard time with them just because the squash vine borers are so terrible. So on your stems, can you see like where the stem attaches to the ground? Is it all tore up in there?
No, and I've had that issue in the past. If
okay.
I can get them past the, you know, that infancy state, yeah, I've had problems with the vine borers before. But I can't even get it to that point anymore. You know, it's the, like I say, the leaves are eaten up, the stems are untouched.
Leaves are eaten
up,
okay.
These are on a tiny plant, right? Like you're not talking about a mature plant and something.
No, these are smaller plants that are just, I planted some seed and they're probably, 2-3 weeks out, you know.
Yeah, there's two beetles that eat leaves pretty assertively. A squash bug that look like a green and yellow ladybug.
Mm-hmm.
And they're okay. A little bit longer necked. Air quotes neck, and the other one is the striped squash beetle. So both have squash in their name,
and they would probably eat the sunflowers then too.
I don't know.
I know they go after your cucumbers.
Sunflowers are like a very native plant that a lot of things are going to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it could be any number of stuff, but that's maybe a more of a caterpillar, eater. But yeah, anything in that kind of family, they're not going to touch tomatoes or peppers. Or eggplants, but they're really going to eat all the squash. And, you know, it's tough to do anything about it. One thing is to kind of preemptively coat your baby veggies with things like horticulture oil or even horticultural molasses. And that will at least stop the early kind of attack.
Just get them to that point where they can stand on their own.
Yeah, where they can have some resiliency. And so I might just do the horticulture molasses because it ends up being a really great
fertilizer
as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those beetles are tough because they are kind of like a little higher up the food web than, you know, some caterpillars.
Do you ever see those on there? Look like a yellow ladybug kind of?
No, I don't. That's the thing. I don't see evidence of anything, and that's why I'm you know, just puzzled.
Well, it's time to look a lot of that stuff.
Just in general, you know, just in general, though, I mean, is squash not, or should I be able to grow it, basically, in this area? Is the humidity an issue? Is there, do other people have success with it, I guess, in this area?
I used to have great success with all squash, but I think vegetable gardening in my area has just exploded, and so I think the bugs are just having a heyday.
I'm like
up in, you know, Tomball, Northwest Houston.
I used to kind of really have terrible success with zucchini, cucumbers, and the yellow squashes. And then I started just waiting to plant them a few weeks later than kind of the book said.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up being the trick for me, Chuck, is mm-hmm. just
timing.
Yeah, kind of wait until the cooler nights are gone, but not till it's brutally hot still. But like really where the plant can grow very quickly. And then it was kind of a breakthrough. Also, I switched from kind of traditional varieties to heirloom varieties, and that was a huge help.
Okay.
To some of the heirloom varieties are resistant to some of our native bugs, especially if they're from a humid region, and you can learn that information out about them. So I can't remember anything very specific. There is a straight neck yellow, not the crook neck that we think of, but a straight neck yellow that I really did a lot of success with. And the last thing that helped me out was in some areas, if I didn't have space to put a trellis up, I did the bush varieties
mm-hmm.
and things like the scallop squash and other yellow squashes that way ended up being a little bit more protectable for me, if that makes sense.
Yep. All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, great question there. Love talking veggies.
Yeah.
That's, you know, how a lot of people get into gardening, get into caring about the land even, you mm-hmm. know, so pretty cool stuff. Sherry and I are going to keep answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We're also going to get into sod webworm here a little bit. We're seeing a lot of signs of it, people noticing those little tan moths.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, like Sherry, have actually seen the worm and noticed some damage. So we're going to talk about that, some strategies and solutions also here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall tomatoes have arrived. This is Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. We have just received in fall tomatoes. I know everybody's been looking forward to them. This is the best time to plant your fall tomatoes. We will have some cold weather veggies coming up soon, but you need to go ahead and plant your tomatoes while it's hot. We're also looking forward to Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch. Save the date, October 5th from 11 to 4. We'll have all kinds of exciting activities for the kids. Pick your favorite pumpkin, learn from our expert team of gardeners and designers how to combine seasonal plants and fall favorites like pumpkins, colorful gourds, and other natural elements to create a beautiful and easy transformation of your home and landscape. We look forward to this event every year, so we're super excited. We have the snow whirl. We'll have snow cones for the kids, other special activities. Feel free to dress up for the occasion. And we also will have award-winning barbecue from Texas Q. Find out more about this event and other upcoming classes and workshops at Warren Southern Gardens by checking out our Pinterest page. We're also on Instagram, and check out our Facebook page. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
That's right. Sherry and Danny, Home Show Garden Pros, got a pro right here on Sports Radio 610. We're answering gardening questions right now.
Yeah, I think we have a caller.
So we're gonna go. I'm excited about it. I love it. I love answering questions. I guess it's an important thing to remember is, man, if you have a question, other people have that question too.
Absolutely.
So you're not just helping yourself out. You really are helping out the city, and other people improve their garden game. So 713-572-4610. Robert, you know the number because you called, and you're here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, great guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a couple. It's really more of a fertilizer. I caught y'all as I was headed to get some work done on my car, and I listened to Danny, I believe, and he was talking about, I think I caught the end of it, about microlife fertilizer. So I got a question for three different properties that I'm looking at. Both of my daughters and their sons. One of them live in Pomona. I don't know if y'all know where that is, toward Pearland area. And then they got a couple of them live in Lake Savannah. But the question is, do one of them have Bermuda grass? And the Bermuda grass has been, troubling, trying to get the rhizome and get it to look thick and gnaw it nice and healthy compared to, like, St. Augustine grass. And I heard you said, mention something about microlife fertilizer. That's what I heard on the very end before I got out of the car. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where I could find that microlife fertilizer, and is that a good product to use on Bermuda grass? And also, I use Scott's year round pretty much on my grass, and I usually have pretty good results. I didn't know if that, I'm trying to find out, is this microlife fertilizer? Is that a grass, I mean, fertilizer you use on all types of grass, and can you use it year round as opposed to compared to Scott's blend?
Yeah, so microlife's made in Houston for our area. So, okay. It's kind of different than like Scott's. It's got real high quality nutrient sources that are going to help build your soil, so you're not going to have to you're not going to have as many problems in your lawn long term. So if you could get onto a microlife program and get your kids onto a microlife program, over time you'll have less bugs, less fungus, less need to water, which water's not getting any cheaper. And so in the Pearland area, I'm not sure who's down in that area. Do you know?
Not offhand, but I do know that you can link through Home Show Garden Pros to MicroLife's website and find locations where it's sold.
Yeah, MicroLife fertilizers and put your zip code in.
Yeah, and that will tell you.
Is that product good for I know we're not used to having Bermuda grass in this area, but I'm just trying to figure out microlife fertilizer would be good for. I know it's good for St. Augustine.
Quick word about Bermuda grass success, right? Bermuda grass is extremely resilient on its own genetically. It is a survivor and a spreader. So, like, you know, some parks like Morrill Park, we're scared of it because if it gets in our kind of deep established soils, it'll just take off. And that's the same. It can survive in really compacted, dried out soils where St. Augustine has a hard time getting a foothold. But if you can deepen the roots of that Bermuda grass lawn, that's when you get that lush, much better, you know, softer grass, total coverage sort of scenario, blanket even, that's puffy and cute of Bermuda grass. And but the best step is something kind of a little bit beyond fertilizer, and that's improving the root area. So MicroLife can help do that. I would think it's incredibly wonderful for Bermuda grass because it builds the soil area up. Now, compost top dressing, like Sherry mentioned earlier in the show, is really your best, like, turn the whole lawn around sort of thing, and then start using the MicroLife as your main thing. So
Do what first?
Compost top dress. That's where you get a load of compost and you very thinly spread it out over the whole lawn.
Okay, get a load of compost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where do you get that from, compost?
Well, I always encourage Nature's Way Resources. It's not close to Pearland, but they have far and away the best.
What is
in the city. Nature's Way.
Nature Way. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nature's okay. Nature's Way. Like
okay.
Gotcha. Nature owns the way.
Okay.
And it'll really kind of give it a kickstart. Mm-hmm.
So, do I Google microlife fertilizer to find out what areas that carry it?
When you Google it, it'll take you straight to their website. And their website, you can either call them or there'll be a little like store finder area on there. So go ahead and Google it, microlife fertilizer, or just go to their website, microlifefertilizer.com.
Okay. I'll go there. Is someone there on Saturday, you think?
Probably in the morning. I bet what somebody would be there on Saturdays. I mean, they're a pretty busy business. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And additionally, I don't have a lot of experience with Scotts in my lawn, mm-hmm. But I know that the approach I've taken has built resilience, reduced my need for watering, and given me much deeper roots and a lush, lush lawn. So that is the compost top dressing follow-up with microlife sort of pattern, and it's worked really well for me. So, and that's okay. Kind of what I got, Robert.
Okay, compost top dressing and follow that up with the microlife fertilizer. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to try to do that on all three yards so we can all get on board with this, doing it that way and stick with this microlife fertilizer once we get started.
Yep, well, it works. You'll be pleased. Yep.
And it's not scary. So.
It's not scary. Yeah. You can't burn.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Robert, so much for the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Like the nice man said, 713-572-4610. We've been really Sherry Harris here with me, the wonderful, fabulous Sherry Harris, answering a lot of gardening questions, you know? We're just getting at it.
Oh yeah. But you know, a lot of veggies.
A lot of veggies, little lawns, but that is kind of what we want to explore a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very exciting time in the veggie bed,
uh-huh.
But it's a very challenging time in the lawn.
It is.
Summer stress happened,
mm-hmm.
Right? All the lawns.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. The other day I was taking my husband to the airport, and I'm driving through my neighborhood, and we have just gotten our first rain, that maybe the day before.
Right.
And you drive past yards that are obvious drought stress, right? There was a yard that was crispy fried, probably about 60% of it.
Wow.
With a big spot of brown patch in the middle of it.
So wild.
I'm like, wow, we got, you know, we didn't overwater.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And he's got active fungus just from the first rain.
Well, a lot of times, too, the long habit of watering with city water can affect our populations of microbes because of the chlorine and chloramine in it.
That and I think the compaction, too, that we're dealing with.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Which is another thing that we're going to be looking at. Again, here after a heavy rain, in some of the areas that really got hit, but you know, most of the city got 5 to 10, and that's a lot of weight.
Yep,
it's a lot of slamming down. And if you have open spots, if you did lose some lawn to be it drought or brown patch or previous sessions of sod webworm, when that rain hits open space, you really get compaction very quickly. So, we're going to talk about solutions to overcoming that, but we do just want to mention sod webworm.
Yeah.
So sod webworm, I'm hearing a lot of people in your shoes are answering a lot of sod webworm questions. People are sending them in. I'm seeing the moths flying around.
People are freaked out if they see anything flying after the 2 years that we had with sod webworms. So we get a lot of people, I think, overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
If they see a moth, they're just freaked out, right?
Right. Now, this isn't the sea moth and it's a big moth and it lands on your face freak out. This is
no,
a whole other.
These are the little moths. You know, if you had them, you probably have some PTSD from it because it was an apocalyptic amount. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. So in my yard, I haven't seen any moths, but I have active sod webworm damage.
That is wild. Yeah. Yeah. You showed me those pictures. That is so interesting that you have kind of the one but not the other.
Right. I have the tropical sod webworm. Yeah. And I have active chewing. I mean, there's thousands of them.
Oh, wow.
And what y'all don't know about me is I don't usually treat anything. I want to see how far it goes, right?
Right, right. It's your little lab.
It's my laboratory. Yeah, and sometimes it's an awesome mistake and sometimes I learn a lot.
You definitely learn a lot.
I definitely learn a lot. Yeah. So what I have noticed in my yard with all of the active caterpillars is the amount of ants, lizards, wasps hanging out around the grass. They're just having a feast, right?
Yeah.
So when my husband comes back from his trip, I'm sure he'll want me to treat because it's his grass.
Yeah, but, right. That's funny.
We'll see. I'm not going to overdo it and freak out and just spray a bunch of insecticide.
What would you spray if you were going to try to treat?
So I'm going to do half the yard with, with BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, and I'm going to do the other half of the yard with the molasses because towards the end of the sod webworm that we, we're dealing with, Brad Phillips had said which is a friend of ours, use the molasses, right? And I know we've talked about using molasses.
That's what I always use.
But I haven't gotten to, I need to see it.
Yes, right.
So I will be putting some molasses out.
That is so funny because the tool I use is those two things mixed.
Right? Oh, together.
Yeah. Okay. I'll water down some molasses, horticultural molasses, and I'll add a tiny bit of BT to it as a solution.
Yeah.
And, it's funny because as someone, I don't water my lawn at all.
Uh-huh.
And the sod webworms do like it a little bit on the dry side, especially the moths. You know, the flying insects don't like a lot of watering. And so every year I see a few of the moths.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I mow, there's probably 10 in the whole lawn that fly up and fly away. But I wonder if that protects me, if having some of them all the time, because during the crisis year where people literally lost their whole lawn to sod webworms, I didn't see very much damage. You know, I had a lot more of the moths, but I really didn't have any actual loss damage. And I'm it's part of that resiliency we always talk about building.
Yeah. It's so weird how they pick certain yards.
Right.
And there is a definite, a dividing line and connected grass between the driveways where you can find sod webworm in mine and not a caterpillar or a chewed down blade in my neighbor's. Why?
Right.
And so that's my job is to learn why. And I think it's just because my grass is denser at the thatch layer. I have a nice little thatch level or layer. I have nice, healthy, happy soil, and my grass must taste better.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah,
how much higher bricks,
that's what
higher
I'm sticking
sugar
to,
content.
Right?
I know, I love that. Well, we're thankful that you're doing some of that legwork and, that your brain and eyes are on the sod webworm because there's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions involved with it. So Sherry Hare is here with us. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're answering your gardening questions. We're going to keep kind of exploring lawn solutions after this quick break.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Sometimes summer bites. Spiders, mosquitoes, fire ants, bugs invading your home like an all-you-can-bite buffet. Stop the bugs. Stop the bites. Close the buffet.
Call my certified Home Show Pro, Preventive Pest Control.
Hi, this is Jeremy with a special offer for all of Tom's listeners. Call us at 713-955-1801. Ask for Preventive Pest Control's Tom Tynan coverage and get our Tom Tynan approved service program started for just $39. That's more than $50 off. Call us at 713-955-1801. 713-955-1801.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. We're talking gardening, taking your gardening calls, 713-572-4610. Love to hear what's on your mind. We've got a great chance to hear what's on the Yard Geek's mind. We're here with Bob. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now's the time where I get you to answer a couple questions.
Right, right.
Joni in Gulfton writes, with all the rain, how can I protect my family from mosquitoes, which I know are coming?
Well, they're definitely coming after the week of rain we've had, so mm-hmm. we really need to be on top of that. Danny, I would recommend the first thing anyone does is going out and walking their property and just looking for things that are holding rainwater. It could be a flower pot. It could be a bucket that was left out and it was just full of rainwater. You just need to dump the water out. You have low spots in the yard. You got some standing water. You might consider getting a broom and just kind of brooming those areas out and just kind of help dry out the yard a little bit. If the grass is tall at all, you might consider to mow the grass. I mean, that would help dry it out a little quicker, let that sunshine hit it a little more. If you have a bird bath or a garden pond, always consider using the mosquito dunks or mosquito bits. And we have those, and that's just BT or Bacillus thuringiensis, and that's just organic. It animals can drink out of it, bird bath, and the birds can. It won't hurt them, but it gets the second stage of that mosquito cycle, and that's its eggs, larva, and then mosquito. It kills that larva in its infancy stage, so that'll keep those from growing to adults. If it's out of control and you got them bad and you're having a barbecue or you're having the kids out in the yard, consider using a synthetic spray. Bifenthrin, permethrin, or lambda-cyhalothrin are great products, and just make sure, let's follow directions, as always, and that will knock them down in a hurry. So that's a very quick way of getting rid of the whole problem. So there's some ideas there, and like I said, if anybody has any questions or any yard problems, please just grab a photo, sample, and bring it in Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for any problem you might have in your yard. We're easy to find. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. And if you got a question, email me. YardGeek@HomeShowGardenPros.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.